Rainy Day in Georgia. And ended a set there again with a mistake. It was supposed to be some Bob Dylan, but that was, again, something we heard earlier with Pokey LaFarge, Coffee Pot Blues. The time is exactly 8 p.m. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Ragtime America.
Support comes from Paradise Found Records and Music, Boulder's largest collection of new and used records. Celebrating its next record store day drop on Saturday, July 17th. Doors open at 7 a.m. More information at ParadiseFoundRecordsMusic.com. Support comes from Sunshine Homeshare Colorado, a nonprofit that matches elders looking to remain in their homes with home seekers looking for affordable housing. Home sharing provides mutually beneficial effects for both the home provider and a home seeker. More at sunshinehomeshare.org.
Good evening, welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we are into the part three and the final part of our three-part series on folk ragtime. I want to thank those who have listened to all three of those, especially those who helped us out through the Summer Fun Drive, which was part two of folk ragtime. And what we got here tonight is just a bunch of different pieces that have been defined as folk ragtime in the book Rags and Ragtime by Jave Jason and Trevor Tichenor. Our first part one, spent a whole lot of time trying to define what folk ragtime was, and we came up with the following definition. A ragtime composition of predominantly rural musical origin, frequently containing features that deviate from the European rules generally adhered to in classic ragtime by Joplin and others. So having said that, we're just going to get right into what we've got, and we're going to take them alphabetically by title. So here from 1902 is a piece called African Pas, P-A-S, which I believe was a dance of the day, written by Maurice Kirwin, and our group this evening is the River Raisin Ragtime Review from upstate Michigan. Thank you. Well, I have to apologize. One of my turntables here is not working, so I'll get that fixed and we'll get on with it in just a minute. We heard African Posse, and we're about to hear the Amazon Rag as played by Alan Martin. And we'll follow that off, if I can make it all work, with Apple Sass by Harry Belding as played by Professor Bill Edwards. So I encourage a bit of patience as I try to get things going. right. Well, we heard, Applesass, as played by Professor Bill Edwards, right before that. Amazon Rag, as played by Alan Martin. So we finally got them done there, and I think we're off and running now. We're going to move along here to a piece called Chicken Chowder, written by Irene Giblin in 1905, and it'll be the Palm Leaf Ragtime Orchestra, and we'll follow that with a couple of which we'll introduce after we get going. So here is Chicken Chowder.
Thank you.
Okay, another three of our folk rags tonight. I don't know how you like your chicken, but we started out with Chicken Chowder and Palm Leaf Ragtime Orchestra. We followed that by Fried Chicken Rag from 1912 by Ella Hudson Day. That was played by sorry, Elliot Adams. And finally, from 1909, a piece called I'm Alabama Bound by Robert Hoffman, played by Gail Foner.
Support comes from the Boulder Seniors Foundation, a nonprofit organization working with older adult services for the city of Boulder, sponsoring programs for senior citizens and providing grants to help local seniors remain in their homes. Donations and information may be found at boulderseniorsfoundation.org.
Did you hear the news? KGNU has a new mobile app. Now you can access KGNU on your mobile device or tablet from anywhere. Download the KGNU Community Radio app for free on iOS and Android and start streaming today.
All right, let's move on now. We're just kind of going through these to enjoy the music and not too much talk. So we'll do another three here. We'll start out by a piece written by George Philpott called Lazy Luke. It's sometimes called the Red Flannel Rag, and I think that name may have come from Turk Murphy. And that'll be the Down Home Jazz Band, and we'll have a couple more after that, which we will identify later. So here is Lazy Luke. right, another trio of songs here. We started it off with Lazy Luke with the Down Home Jazz Band, followed that up with a piece written in 1897 by Theodore Northrup called the Louisiana Rag. That was Dick Zimmerman playing that one. And a lot of historians consider that to be the very first piece ever published with the word rag in the title, Louisiana Rag by Theodore Northrup from 1897. And then finally we ended it up with Dave Wright on the piano playing One of Them Things, written in 1904 by the duo of Chapman and Smith. Okay, we're going to move on and play another three here just to keep going the way we are. I'm trying not to say a whole lot about these rags. We'll just play them and have a good time listening to them. So here from 1904 is the Panama Rag, written by Cy Seymour, who I think is a pseudonym for W.C. Paula. Here is the Ophelia Ragtime Orchestra from Norway with that one.
Thank you.
Okay, well, that went through those in a hurry, or so it seemed. The Panama Rag kicked that off with the Ophelia Ragtime Orchestra. Right after that was Peaceful Henry by E. Harry Kelly, a great folk rag from Kansas City, written in 1901 and played by the Etc. String Band, also from Kansas City. And we finished with a piece written by Adeline Shepherd in 1906, Pickles and Peppers, and that was the Ragnolia Ragtet doing that one. Just a side mention here, that piece was adopted by the campaign theme song for William Jennings Bryan in 1908, which caused it to sell, I think, over a million copies. So a very popular piece in 1908. Okay, we've got three more to squeeze in here, and I think we have time to do it, so let's just keep moving on here. This one is written in, 1907, and the title is Snowball, but it's also called the Snowball Ragtime March, written by Nellie Stokes, and it'll be played by two pianos, I think, Nan Bostick and Tom Breyer. Thank you.
Here's a great way to simplify your life. Donate that vehicle you no longer need to help us bring you more great public radio. It's easy and free to you. To get started, call 844-KGNU-CAR or go to kgnu.org.
right, our final three compositions of folk ragtime tonight. We started it off with Snowball, or the Snowball Ragtime March. And that was Nan Bostick and Tom Breyer on twin pianos. We followed that with a piece called Splinters, also known as Slivers, by Maud Gilmore from 1909. That was Nora Hultz on the piano for that. And we ended it up with Rich Egan and his piano version of Texas Rag from 1905 by Callis Wellborn Jackson. And that does it for another 15 folk ragtime compositions and finishing out the third section of our folk ragtime presentation. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I certainly had a lot of fun with it, so I hope you'll come back and listen in next week as we tackle a different subject. And in the meanwhile, thank you very much for supporting public radio here at KGNU, and come back and join us again. The time in 10 seconds will be 9 o'clock, and we'll welcome Swing Shift at that point.
Do is sing.